church say amen. My beloved brothers and sisters of the Southeast Alabama Annual Conference, we have met to worship and to adore our God, to talk about the work we have done, the hills and the valleys we have been through, and now we're here to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. The program will be followed as outlined. When you see your name, come on up. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Number 304.
so good. Not because we've been so great, but God, because of your grace and mercy. Father, we come to say thank you. You said in all things to give you thanks. So God, we give you thanks for health and strength and mind. We tell you thank you. God, we thank you for the good days and the bad days. We come to tell you thank you. God, we thank you for the days that we were sick. God, we thank you for the days that you made us well. God, we come to tell you thank you. Now, God, we thank you for this 12th session of the Southeast Alabama Conference. God, we are so privileged to gather here again in your presence. Now, God, we ask you to have your way in this place this morning. God, allow the government to be established here at St. Luke A&B Church, God. Now, God, we ask you to do what you want to do, God. Show yourself mighty and show yourself strong, God. Walk up and down these pews, God. Allow your glory to be dispatched from heaven, God. Breathe fresh upon us this morning, God. We know you can, God. We know you will, oh God. You said where two or three are gathered, that you are in the midst, God. So God, we believe that you are here this morning. Now, God, show up and show out in this place this morning. God, send your Shekinah glory to fill this place, God. Let us experience something we never experienced before in our lifetime, God. Show us something we've never seen, God. Say something in this place we've never heard, God. Do something miraculous to change the hearts of men and women, God. Show yourself in this place. God, we thank you for divine leadership. Our presiding prelate, God, we thank you for our bishop, oh God. We thank you for everything that he's doing. God, we thank you that you continue to crown with wisdom and knowledge to be about his father's business. Now, God, we ask you to anoint the man to serve, God. The one that come to preach the word today, God. Let him walk out of himself and allow the Holy Spirit to rise up in him and say a word for us, God. But God, we need the word, God. When we cannot rely on the government, and we need a word, God. When we cannot rely on the doctors, God, we need a word from the Lord. We ask you to do this in your son Jesus' name. And the people of God says, say amen. Thank you.
Bishop Carolyn Tyler Gittrick, to all other bishops and Episcopal supervisors that may be watching and are listening. To our Episcopal supervisor, the Reverend Sherita Moon Seawright, to all Connectional General Officers, all who also may be watching and listening by way of social media. Host Presiding Elder Sherrod, District Consultant Sherrod and Marshall, all presiding elders and consultants, pastors and laity. To our host pastor, Reverend James Reddings and Lady Reddings, to this wonderful host church and congregants of the historic St. Luke AM Church family. To all delegates and components, visitors, to this 12th session of the Southeast Alabama Annual Conference. It is always a high privilege to present the chief pastor of the 9th Episcopal District, State of Alabama. In summary, this gentle, firm giant of a leader has proven himself by the visible example of walking by faith and not by sight. Biblical narrative, Psalm 37, verse 4. If you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. And amazingly, in 2016, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I wasn't even supposed to be on the stage. But God positioned me to see Him grant our bishop the desires of his heart. Not on the second battle, but on the first, more than enough, overflowing down, being elected the 133rd bishop in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. So stand with me and join me wherever you may be as I present to you our bishop, the 133rd elected and consecrated bishop of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, the Right Reverend Harry Lee Seawright.
Praise the Lord.
Now we thank God for this new mission.
explain it. Oh, yeah, she got it. But we praise the Lord and thank you to you. As we come now, we honor our two, I call them sages, our two retired elders. We thank God for them and the retired elders' wives. And we thank God for our presiding elders, pastors, spouses. And we praise the Lord for all pastors and all of the lay component leaders. This is a great conference. And we praise the Lord for the privilege of coming and sharing. This is the only conference where we're going to be in presence for the worship. Amen. And so I'm trying to make it all good. Amen. Trying to get everything I can get out of it. Sherrod said, you want to process in? I kept saying, no, not. But then he kept insisting. And I think he knew that I wanted to process in. Get a chance, this ain't the conference series. Yeah. And so we come. We come today to present the preacher.
Yeah.
I want to acknowledge Elder Dillard again. From Birmingham. Yeah. Dillinger.
Elder.
Yeah. And he is so loyal. Such a wonderful friend. We praise the Lord. I just love all 10 elders. And God will bless us.
They got the mayor involved. They got everybody involved.
Christ's name.
Thank you.
thank God for him, leadership. We're grateful for Reverend Sharita Moon Seawright, our Episcopal supervisor. Thank God for all of our guests, bishops, and supervisors who are watching live with us. To all of the presiding elders and their spouses, to all the ministers and their spouses, to our WMS and YPDs, the lay organization on all levels, to our delegates and alternates of the 12th session of the Southeast Alabama Annual Conference, and the African American Episcopal Church, I greet you in the joy of Jesus. Amen. So thankful for my church family, John's Chapel, AME Church in Enterprise, Alabama. Amen. Bless you, family. Bless you all. Bless you all. So thankful for you all making an adjustment to be with us this morning. I am so thankful for my wife. Amen. My sister, wife. Amen. Come on, let's give her a hand for the praise. Amen. 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 Thank God for her. She's not my sweet thing. Amen. She's not my sugar in the bottom of my coffee. She's my wife. And I thank God for you, honey. Amen. Come on, let's give her another hand of praise. Thank God for her. Thank God for her. Thank God for her. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come, God, right now, boldly before your throne of grace and mercy. We come, God, thanking you for this day. We thank you, God, for touching us and keeping us in our right minds. God, you are worthy to be praised. You protected us from death angels all year long. And God, we're here at the 12th session to magnify and to glorify your holy name. We say thank you. Now, Master, we confess our sins this morning. We all have fallen short of your glory. Have mercy upon us. Master, this is your time. This is your place, and these are your people. So have thine way. Speak to me and speak through me. Wash our feet so that we can follow you. Wash our hands so that we can serve you. Wash our minds so that we can receive you. And wash our hearts so that we can love you. Now, God, help me while I try to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Let our hearts say amen. 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 Thank God for historic St. Luke AME Church in the great city that we call the host church. His host pastor, thank God for him, Pastor Redding and his family, for doing an outstanding job. Amen. 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 That's a rich history here. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the wonderful 8 years serving here. Amen. In historic St. Luke. All right. Host the annual conference. The last annual conference that was held. We were the host.
Yeah. Right.
And now, Bishop, we are preaching the annual sermon. God will bless us more than our eyes can see, more than our ears can hear, more than our hearts can receive. Stay faithful, stay committed. God will give you a full circle. Good to see you all. Lord, have mercy. I come in and I start smiling, y'all, looking at me like, why are you smiling? I believe to look up and see the picture in the choir stand. Brother Malik, amen, he's here. He joined the church when I was pastor here.
All right.
And to see that brother serving 15 years later. What a joy.
Quickly in the book of Isaiah. Bless you, my friend. Bless you, family. 43.
All right.
18 through 21.
Yeah.
Let's go fast. Mm-hmm. Make haste slowly. Amen. Let's go. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will either make a way in the wilderness, in the rivers, in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me.
Yeah.
The dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Verse 19.
Behold,
I will do a new thing.
All right.
Now it shall spring forth.
Yes, sir.
Quickly using for a subject this morning, in need of a fresh start. In need of a fresh start. Amen. 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 Let's just make you see. Thank you, Lucius. Amen.
Come on, with it,
Pastor. In the words of my dear friend, Carolyn Collins, rejoicing in heaven right now.
Yeah. All right.
And I quote, to my sun-kissed brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Unquote.
Yeah.
To my sun-kissed brothers and sisters, it is imperative for all of us to understand this morning that we are living in a critical situation. As born-again believers, it is vital, it is important for all of us to understand this morning we are living in a critical situation. After observation and calculation, we must come to the conclusion, as children of the living God, we are in a critical state. Look at our government. When we revisit what took place January the 6th, how an angry mob of thugs some folk died, chasing a lie.
Right.
When we look at our school system, many of our children are not concerned about the halls of school, the reading, the writing, and arithmetic. Many of them, they only concerned about fussing, fighting, and TikTok challenge. That's a sign we are living in a critical situation. Look at the church. The church has shifted places with the world. If you want to see the church, go into the world. If you want to see the world, come inside the church. We are living in a critical situation. My Christian brothers and sisters, it's not the people who dwell in the world. It's not the world itself, it's the people who dwell within the world that has shifted the environment that we are in into a critical state. Because you and I, because the
people who are in the world, because we shift on God and because we move on God, it will always put us in a critical situation. We have to understand this morning that allocation brings separation. And when there's separation, you can't have any celebration. Ooh, I like that. Hot dog. Whenever you understand that allocation brings separation, and when there's separation, you can't have no celebration. And I thank God for that revelation this morning, because it is important for all of us to stay connected with God. That's what takes place in our text this morning. The children of Israel, they moved on God. They shifted on God. They allocated on God. They tiptoed away from God. They backed up away from God. Let me clear God's name. You know God was good to the children of Israel. 40 years in the wilderness and their feet didn't swell. 40 years in the wilderness and God, 400 years in the wilderness and God clothed them and their clothes didn't get old. You know God was good to the children of Israel. You remember how God split the Red Sea in order for his children to survive one more time. I'm just trying to clear God's name. You remember when the children of Israel, when they were thirsty and they wanted water, they went to Moses, and Moses went to God, and God told Moses to speak to the rock, and Moses hit the rock, and water, H2O, come out of the rock. Pure life water, the sun and water, Walmart water, Sam's water came out of the rock. You remember when they were hungry and they talked to Moses, and Moses talked to God, and God sent bread from heaven, and he was able to not quail the fall from heaven in order to be with his children one more time. I'm just trying to clear God's name. It wasn't God. It was the children of Israel who moved on God. God was good to them. You remember when they were traveling during the day, how God provided a cloud and amen for them in order to keep the sun from burning them up. You remember at night how God provided the sun for them so they could travel through the land. It wasn't God. It was the children of Israel who messed up their relationship with the Lord. Oh, God, have mercy. And because the children of Israel, they were disobedient, because the children of Israel were defiant, God allowed the Babylonians to capture his children and place them in captivity. Oh, God, this should shock you. You got to understand this morning, because the children of Israel, they were defiant, because they were disobedient. God allowed trouble to hit the land. Perhaps COVID-19, perhaps the coronavirus, perhaps the economy is shutting down. We've got to get back on course with God. And the Bible makes it crystal clear in our text this morning, because the text is teaching us, even though the situation can be critical, the situation is not hopeless. And this is shocking me. The situation can be critical, but the situation is not hopeless. God spoke to Isaiah, this major prophet. God said in verse number 18, remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Point number one, in order to get your fresh start, don't hold on to the past. Experience, history, life. Our past influences our future. Our past can be a reminder of God's grace. Verse 16 and 17, God said, remember. But in verse 18, God said, forget. In verse 16 and 17, the Lord said, remember my goodness. And in verse 18, shift and told the folk to forget what the Lord has done in the past. We don't know what to do in the midst of the stuff that we are going through. God, you want us to remember, and then God, you want us to forget. We don't know what to do with COVID-19. We don't know to shake hands or bump fists. We don't know to hug or salute. We don't know to put on our mask or take off our mask. We don't know if we want our children to go to school or stay at home. We don't know if we want to come to church or be on Zoom. We got to know, amen, in the text how the children of Israel are feeling, because God told them not to remember in 18, but in 17 and 16, God said, remember. Ooh, I like that. We got to understand the mindset of God in the text. God is showing us in the text. You cannot, Lord have mercy, hold on to your blessings in the past. You have to wear a loose lid. Because if you hold on to what is in the past, how in the world can you get this new thing? Ooh, y'all, this should shock you. When you try to hold on to stuff in the past, all that bad stuff, all of that negative stuff, God said, let that stuff go. But all the good things I have done in your life, you are revisiting, you are rehearsing, you are bringing it back to remembrance. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that when you look back over your life and see how good the Lord has been to you, He's able to give you joy in the midnight hour. He's able to give you peace in the storm. Yes, when you look back and see all that stuff that the Lord brought you out of, God will protect his children. God will take care of his church. appreciation.
Yeah.
Worship.
Yeah.
Adoring.
Yeah.
Praise is giving thanks to God.
Yeah.
For who he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise is focusing our heart on God. Because when you put your praise before God, praise will take your mind off your problems and put your mind on God. That's why Gigi said when praises go up, Lord have mercy, the blessings of God will come down. And I'm so glad this morning that God made it crystal clear in the text. If you want a fresh start, you got to learn how to praise me. If you want a fresh start, you got to learn how to give me the glory. If you want a fresh start, you got to learn how to worship me in spirit as well as in truth. Oh, Church of the Living God, I thank God this morning that when you praise him, he'll give you a fresh start. When you praise him, he'll give you a fresh vision. When you praise him, he'll give you a fresh desire. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that when you start praising God, your mind quickly get off your problems, get on God? Yes! What is this that makes me cry when I'm sad? What is this that makes me run when I'm tired? What is this that makes me preach when I'm sick? It must be, it got to be the Holy Ghost. Yes! And when you start praising God, he is able to give you joy in your valley. Go ahead and cry. Share a tear or two. Weep and do it for a night. Come on, have mercy. I thought we were in the conference. Weep and do it for a night. Weep and do it for a night. But joy that can come in the morning.
I come to make an appeal, I want to ask our host pastor,
amen,
his wife, will you all come forward,
please? Amen.
Amen.
Reverend Reddy?
Amen.
Sister Reddy? I know she's around as a spouse trying to make sure that everything's in shape.
Amen.
But I just want to take this opportunity to thank you all so much for your preparation. You and the historic St. Luke Church have done a magnificent job preparing for us. I'm just glad the way you all have this church looking. And I believe that God is good and He owns the world and supplies all of our needs. This church ought to reflect His goodness.
Give what God has
bless you with. Just a portion. If you want to cash out, PayPal, or GiveLify, give it to the 9th District. You can give to the 9th Episcopal District by clicking on Cash App, GiveLify, or PayPal, or a PayPal logo to the left if you go to the 9th District webpage. All right? All right? All right? All right. Now, Bishop didn't ask me to do this. Did not ask me to do this. I just think it's right to do. Giving is a part of worship.
Yes, sir.
But when you're worshiping the Lord, make your checks out to the 9th Episcopal District. The 9th Episcopal District. The 9th Episcopal District. And put in that little line, economic development. Economic development. Economic development. The ushers are coming. The ushers are coming. The ushers are coming. The ushers are coming. Come on, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, give me a good song. Give me a good, give me a song. Yeah.
Able to go sanitation devices and liquids and those kind of things. And we're able to put those on into our bus and take those over to Mobile so they can take it over to the people who are most in need. This is what economic development is doing. So I urge you, even though you may have given, do not forget to continue to give to this outstanding ministry.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
God. And as we read the Holy Spirit, rest through the Bible beside of us, from henceforth forevermore, in Jesus' wonderful name we pray, let our hearts sing.